Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So good morning and welcome to another episode of Charged Up Studio, where small business owners get charged up for success. I'm excited to have another exciting guest with me here today. Thomas Johnson is an executive wellness coach with Get Up and Get Fit Wellness Concierge. He's on a mission to impact at least 50,000 people every year through his wellness program. Before we get going, let's go ahead and give a huge Charged Up Studio welcome to Thomas. Thomas, welcome to you.
Dana, thank you.
The name is Dana, okay?
Dana,
just,
yes.
Well, just everybody does it, so don't worry about it, okay? So let's just talk a little bit about how you are tying in the fitness aspect and your concierge aspect to business and business success. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes. So you know what, Dana, I got the name right.
Dana.
I come from a wellness background, right? And I also play sports all my life. So after I graduated college, I became a celebrity trainer, and I worked with a plethora of clientele, you know. And now, when I mentioned working with a plethora of clientele, I'm talking about from politicians to executives, you know, to pretty much everyone. And I had a situation with a client where I noticed she was having majority of her meetings at bars and restaurants in Manhattan. She was having about 8 meetings per week and about 1 to 3 drinks with each meeting, an additional glass of wine at dinner. Now, this was a vice president of a multi-billion-dollar company in New York City. When I saw this, I was like, oh, something's going on that's way beneath the surface. So I decided to have a conversation during our next session. So during our next session, I sat her down and I was like, look, this is what I just observed. If you continue going down this trajectory, this is what's going to occur. Now, this lady was an A personality type. You know, I thought she was going to take my feedback, you know, and just keep it going. But out of nowhere, she just broke down and started crying, and it totally caught me off guard. And she started to explain to me how she was extremely stressed out, how nobody understood how it was to be a person of her person in her position. And what I could do was just listen. And this is when it dawned on me that there were so many other executives out there that were living their life in a very stressed out manner. And the way they were dealing with the stress were adversely, or they were gradually building up these negative habits over time without even noticing. So that's when I told myself, I'm going to step up and create some type of solution, because the wellness industry at the time and the fitness industry did not have a viable solution. And from that time, it took me a long time to get to this place by being able to create a solution that focused on lifestyle, you know, because when it comes to the executive lifestyle, right? Your health is directly tied to your productivity. If you're not healthy, if you're not well, you don't have the energy to take care of these tasks. You know, these tasks that takes up a lot of time. So it's a correlation. When you're healthier, you do better. You feel better. You are a better person. You're better to be around.
Right.
You know. So it's only positive.
Well, and you know, it's interesting that you say that, because, you know, with my company, we do a lot of professional coaching as well. That's packaged in with our programs that, you know, we believe accountability coaching is just as important as the learning aspect. And One of the things that we have found with all of the people that we coach is your very high level executives have the same issues that, say, a director might have, or an employee might have, or somebody who's not even working in any kind of a professional environment. It's always the same thing. And it has to do with self-image, self-sabotage. Mm-hmm. You know, it all has to do with our upbringing and the things that have been ingrained in our minds.
Yes.
As far as what our capabilities are, what we're good at, what we're not good at, you know, things like that. So, you know, naturally, your body and your health has a lot to do with that. I agree. So let's talk a little bit about those individuals who aren't necessarily looking to, you know, bulk up, or, you know, they don't necessarily have the time to really get serious about exercise or anything like that, but they still need to get healthy in order to succeed and continue working forward.
Yes, indeed. You know, I'm glad you asked that question, because, like, oftentimes when you hear about nutritional wellness, people equate it to being buff or being lean or being chiseled. Yes. That's not necessarily true. So, random fact right now, my grandfather, my paternal grandfather, lived to be 109 years old in Liberia, right? He never stuck a foot in the gym. He was healthy. He was energetic. You know, he was vibrant. I tell you this to show you that you don't need to live in a gym for you to live a healthy lifestyle. You don't need to run for miles to lose weight. It all starts with habits, right? Habits. Whatever we do on a consistent basis, we become, it affects us. So imagine you're getting up every day and you're the first thing you're doing, you're going to watch the news, right? That's the first thing you're consuming. You're being programmed by negative, toxic information. Then you're already stressed out. Now you go into work to deal with another stressful environment, right? Then you come home, you sit on the couch and you eat junk food. Then you go to sleep. And you repeat that cycle. Over time, your body's going to conform, right? So what we do, especially we follow this, our AIR method, all right? When a client first come on board, we assess the lifestyle. From the time they get up to the time they go to sleep, I want to know, what exactly are you doing? Because everyone is built different. Your lifestyle might be different from mine. I'm pretty sure it is, right? So once we assess the lifestyle, then the next step is we isolate the negative habits, the things that they're doing throughout the day that's preventing them to get into that healthy lifestyle, right? We isolate those negative habits. Then we replace those negative habits with small actionable steps,
right?
So now once you're able to follow these small actionable steps, it becomes much more bearable. It becomes frictionless. That's how we operate.
No. And you're absolutely right. You know, I take myself for example, okay? My lifestyle, you know, and things like that. With any entrepreneur, they're always under a lot of stress as far as growing their business, okay? So yes, that indeed. Stress comes naturally with being an entrepreneur, okay? I completely have gotten out of watching news. Everything is just negative. It's just so negative, especially since the beginning of COVID, you know, stuff like that. But as far as getting into a gym or even just working out, even just walking sometimes is very difficult because the hours I have to keep, okay, and my energy level, you know, and things like that. But what I have done is I've started introducing once a week what's called electromagnetic muscle toning. Okay, and basically it's like a TENS machine, but for 20 minutes, your muscles are contracted, but at the same time, you're working out. And it's really interesting. You know, this is a new concept that's being brought in, and it's not new to people in the health industry, but it's new to, you know, people like me who, you know, to me, it's an easier way of working out. It's like 4 hours of working out within 20 minutes.
So this is what I'm gonna say. So the thing is, it's like I'm constantly hearing you mention working out, right? So I like to take people from certain word usage, right? Instead of saying working out, the goal is movement. I mean,
movement,
because people tend to equate working out to something strenuous, something that's a chore. So just like a river runs, and once the river is active, there's life. It's the same thing with movement. When we move our body, we're able to increase our blood circulation, which feeds our cells, right? And it feeds every aspect of ourselves. So equate movement to life, right? Because there has been countless studies that have shown that when you live a sedentary lifestyle, when you're in one place for a long time, you actually increase your mortality. You're slowly killing yourself. So instead of looking at, oh, I need to work out, tell yourself, how can I be more active? All right. For instance, as you're working, you could raise your laptop, put it on a higher level and stand or walk around on your meeting. Those small incremental steps will definitely increase and add up, and it definitely is beneficial. Right. So that's why I want you to look at, you know, lifestyle approach.
And that is basically what I've been doing, you know, especially since the beginning of COVID, when you are stuck behind the computer with your video meetings, you know, and things like that. And so you become more sedentary that way. I've even gotten to the point where I set an alarm so that every 2 hours I have to get up and walk around, you know, or stand or do something, you know, just to get up and you know, relieve myself from sitting in front of the computer. What do you have to say to those who are fighting with a more sedentary lifestyle, okay, while they are working from home now?
Yeah, so this is what I'm good at. It's what myself, my team, we're good at. So I'm also a posture specialist, and I'm big on ergonomics. So the goal is to make sure you create an environment that's conducive to your lifestyle, right? So if you believe that you're living a sedentary lifestyle, that you're not moving as much, ask yourself, what can I do to change the situation, right? You want to ask yourself, what can I do to change the situation? If you know, when you get up in the morning, the first thing you do is grab a cup of coffee and go right into the office and sit at that desk for hours at a time, then we have to switch it up, right? So like I said, creating small actionable steps. You mentioned you set an alarm to go off every 2 hours to move around. Normally, I have my clients set an alarm to go off every hour to move around for like one to 2 minutes. And when you come back to your desk, you feel more energized. You're able to think better, right? So the goal is to be able to, like I said, construct your environment so it could be conducive to your health.
Okay. All right. So, you know, you talked about, you know, earlier in your bio, you know, and everything, you talked about you have worked with celebrity, you know, you've been a celebrity personal trainer, you know, and things like that. So how have you worked with them around, you know, let's talk a little bit about how you have been able to get them to switch their or change their ways of doing things.
Yeah, so the first thing is to be able to speak the language. So I believe in order for a person to gain your trust, they have to understand that you mean well, right? And oftentimes, a lot of these high-end clientele, the celebrities, they're so used to being pandered to. They're so used to yes men and yes women. Everyone's just kissing their butt, like, excuse the lack of a better verbiage. But I've never been that person. If I'm with you, I'm going to communicate and let you know that I'm here for your well-being. So in the past, I've worked with clientele that every almost like 3-4 days a week, they were going out to the club, partying, yacht parties, you know, private jets. And sometimes you have to really have these talks, right? Sit them down and tell them, listen, how did you feel when you came back from that last party? Right, you want to paint the picture. You want to live in the emotion. How did it feel this morning? That hangover you're dealing with right now, that's going to prevent you from being productive today.
Right.
So you want to really paint them a real picture. Get them to understand that what they're doing is affecting their life. If they continue doing this, this is what's going to occur. So you draw them in, and then you create a plan for them, a plan that's very, that's not too intensive in terms of execution, right? You want to start to create small, actionable steps. For instance, one of my clients, he used to go out, he always used to drink like rum and coke. So I used to tell him, listen, if you go out, instead of drinking that rum and coke, for every rum and coke, have a glass of water afterwards. And you know, if you're going to drink, next morning, I want you to do some cardio to sweat it out, sweat the alcohol out of your system. So it's always a solution, right? And everyone is built different. Everyone has different lifestyle, but it's about meeting the client where they're at and then gradually bringing them in.
Right.
Gradually bringing them in.
Right. No, definitely. You know, and I know in the early days, you know, many years ago when I was much younger, you know, a lot of my meetings were held over a drink, you know,
yes,
something like that. And you did find yourself kind of getting into a habit of doing things, you know, that way, and thinking that was the only way of doing it. Mm-hmm. What I have found now is, now with COVID, you know, and what we're just coming out of, a lot of my meetings are held online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I very seldom do I get out, and I look forward to when I get out and do my, you know, meetings and things like that with my networking groups. But, you know, I have found myself getting very sedentary and feeling as though, you know, yeah, I mean, this morning I woke up just dead tired, you know, and we're going through some weather issues here in Florida. Right now.
Heat wave, right?
A lot of times that affects me. But I woke up at 12:30 just coughing like crazy and couldn't stop the coughing. Had to get up and take some medication, get up until, you know. And then this morning, yeah, I felt it. This morning, just totally exhausted, you know. And you go through, though, I know I go through those stages where, you know, I'll have good days and I'll have bad days.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say when you wake up and you just don't want to do anything? You just, you know, what are some recommendations you have to get yourself out of that funk, that fog that's in your mind?
Yeah. So I have a few things, right? The first step is to get yourself out of that environment, right? The easiest thing you can do is control breathing, right? Just by controlling your breath, you're able to reset your mind, right? So just by taking a deep breath in, inhale, exhale, and putting this big cheesy grin on your face and repeating this a few times, you're able to rewire your brain, you know? So from feeling funky and being down, you're able to really, you know, increase your endorphins. So it's something so simple, but so effective. And the next thing you could do is get up, even though you want to be in that bed. But just by getting up and moving, you're going to feel better. Even though, like I said, mentally, you might believe that staying in this bed, I'm going to be best off if nobody bothers me, nobody, you know, disturbs me. But you're doing yourself a disservice, actually.
Right.
So get up, move your body. But I will say, though, if you do need sleep, try your best to get some more sleep, because this is like my hierarchy when it comes to health, right? Sleep is king, nutrition is queen, and exercise is the prince and princess, in that order, because sleep is the most important thing. If you sacrifice a few hours of sleep, a few days of sleep, you could literally rewire your brain.
Right.
You create more brain fog, right? Your body could slowly start to decay and break down. So sleep is so, so important. Then nutrition, then exercise, in that order, right?
Right.
So yeah, first thing is mindset. Control breathing. You're breathing. You're getting more oxygen into your system. Then you start to smile. Just by smiling, you're forcing your brain to pick up the signal. You're kind of tricking your brain to believe that, oh, I'm having a good day. This is my, you know, those healthy hormones and endorphins start to flow.
Well, and I know that, I was going to say something and I can't remember what it was. Oh, gosh. I know what I was going to say. As we get older, mm-hmm. okay, and metabolism slows down, you know, and things like that, it gets to be harder to concentrate and get that sleep that you want. What's your recommendation as far as how much sleep do we need? You know, I've heard 6 hours, I've heard 8 hours, you know, I've heard, you know, what is your idea of an ideal sleep pattern?
So everyone is built different. But I will say, you know, during the weekend when we don't set our alarm and we just get up when we get up, how many hours do you typically receive and feel great, right? When you're waking up on the weekends, is it 7 hours? Is it 8 hours? Ask yourself, when I get up during the weekend without setting my alarm and I get up feeling refreshed, how many hours have I slept? That's one way to assess how many hours you need. At the same time, it's all about energy expenditure, right? So if you expend more energy throughout the day, you might need more sleep. So your body's going to force you to get some more rest. Yeah. Ideally, I would say 7 to 8 hours. And women need more sleep than men.
Really? Right?
Yeah, women need more sleep than men because of the hormones. So that's one thing people don't realize. Men, you know, body and the way we're built is completely different from those of a woman. So sleep, 7 to 8 hours. And also your environment, right? Your environment, so where you sleep. When you're sleeping, when you're in your room, do you have light emitting? Do you have like your phone on? Is the television on? Is your laptop on? All of these things also matters because when you lie in bed, the light that's emitting still permeates your eyelids and your brain is still being activated by the little light here and there. So the goal is to get your room as pitch dark as you can, right?
I'm better. I have more energy in the mornings. Yeah, not necessarily more energy, but more focus in the mornings than I do in the afternoons.
Okay.
So therefore, I'm an early riser. I'm up by 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Okay. But I'm in bed by 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock every night. I may not go to sleep until 10, but I wear earplugs every night. It has to be completely quiet for me. You know, light. It's pretty dark. I don't have any problems with that, you know, but, you know, and I'll get, you know, like I said, I go to sleep about 10. I wake up about 4, 5 o'clock. This morning I got up late. It was close to 7.
Because your body needed that sleep.
Needed that sleep. Yes. So
I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What do you do before going into bed? Are you on your laptop? Are you reading a book? What are you doing? Okay, that's fine. Yeah. And in the book you're reading, is it something that's really stimulating your brain or is it something that's just leisure?
Leisure.
Okay, yeah. good. Because that matters as well. That matters as well, you know, because the goal is to wind down.
Yeah.
Right? The goal is to wind down. So by winding down, it allows you to calm down, decrease your blood, you know, your blood circulation and get you back into that homeostatic patterns, you know?
Right.
But yeah, do you track your sleep? Do you wear any type of device that tracks your sleep?
I don't. My husband does, and he says it picks up mine too.
Really? Interesting.
He's got one of those, what is it?
The Fitbits?
The breathing machines. What are they?
Oh, okay. I didn't talk about. Yeah.
CPAP machines. And he's got a thing for his wrist that monitors, you know, or not his wrist, but his phone. Monitors it. So, you know, yeah. And he says it will pick up my sleep patterns.
Another question, since as a couple, right, you share a bed, do you believe that your husband movement in bed affects your sleep as well? Because that could also be a problem. When the spouses move around and it's constantly shifting, that also disturbs the other spouse. So do you believe that could be one of the problems that's occurring?
Not so much him, yeah. Although he gets up to go to the bathroom much more than I do.
Does that wake you up when he gets up?
It doesn't necessarily wake me up. No, I mean it. You know, I kind of notice the moving and stuff. But me, I will switch from one side to the other.
Mm.
I switch one side to the other all the time, and there's one side that I sleep better on than the other side because I'm a side sleeper. Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a lot of it has to do with comfort. I had a very bad accident in August 2012, mm. and so therefore I still feel it in my backs and my shoulders, you know, and things like that. So that's why I do my turning, you know.
Okay. Okay. So when you wake up, do you feel sore? Do you feel muscle fatigue?
No, not muscle, but joint fatigue.
Joint fatigue. Okay.
I mean, my knees, but that's about it. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you do to alleviate that fatigue in your joints?
Move them. By okay. moving, it loosens them up. Yeah. I'm just right. getting older in age is what it is.
I got you.
My knees, part of it is from the accident, you know.
The accident. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, so I'm asking these questions because one thing that I started doing a few years ago was to implement a short yoga practice into my morning routine. So when I get up in the morning, I follow these specific routine. I get up, I put myself in a state of gratitude. I go over three things that I'm grateful for. Then the next step is I move my body, either jump up for 5 minutes or get a full workout in. And then I do a 5 minute yoga. Just stretching, downward dog, you know, knee hugs, just moving my body. And ever since I started to implement these practices, it has been life altering, you know.
Well, see, that's funny because what I do is I get up and, mm-hmm. and I need a good hour to just kind of totally wake up. Okay. So I go and I start brewing my coffee with Keurig. And while it's brewing, I will stretch.
Okay.
I lean against the counter. I'll stretch my calves. I'll stretch my knees. I'll stretch everything. Just kind of like a cat does, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I got you.
So that's pretty much what I do.
Okay. Okay. I'll also recommend you adding some movements with your stretches because I don't like to recommend isometric stretches right away because sometimes when you pull a cold muscle, I mean, right now it's summertime, it's hot. So you pretty much warmed up. But but normally when you're stagnant, your body becomes tense. So it's always good to move your body. So I'll do like these arm circles movement going forward 10 times and backwards 10 times. I'll do some hip circles as if I have a hula hoop around my waist, right? Going clockwise and counterclockwise and just doing some movement just to get my body flowing. Then I go into the yoga stretch. I find that works better because you're increasing your blood circulation and really also increase your lymphatic system because our body is, we have system within system within systems. We're not just skin, bone, muscles, right? The human body is fascinating because it has system. We are systems within systems and within systems. And once you understand that, then you're able to better approach how you work your body.
All right. So tell us a little bit. About your get up and get fit wellness concierge program. Okay. Is it a virtual program? What?
Good question. Great question. So the Get Up and Get Fit Wellness Concierge is a coaching and service-based company that I've developed because when I was in the fitness industry for all those years, I realized that there were two major flaws within the industry. The first flaw was the lack of accountability, right? I used to watch people join the gym or working with a coach and then losing motivation, right? Then the other flaw was the lack of getting to the root cause of the client's goal, right? So after just experiencing and being in that space for such a long time, it bothered me. It really, really bothered me that I was part of a system that was not sustainable. And I wanted to create something more sustainable. So I created a company that really focused on more of a lifestyle approach. So when a client comes aboard, like I said, we assess the lifestyle and we really go in depth in terms of find out what they need. First, we find out about the intrinsic why, right? Why do you want to change in the first place? Because I believe motivation is fickle. It comes and goes, right? But what lasts long is inspiration, that intrinsic why. That would dive deep and we find out the client's intrinsic reason for wanting change. Because a person could come and tell me, oh, I want to lose a few pounds. But once you lose a few pounds, what happens afterwards? You go back to your old habits. So hence it being temporary. So I wanted to create something much more sustainable and something that was much more just impactful, right? So with the concierge company that I've developed, we coach our clients, we keep them accountable in terms of the lifestyle. And with a service base, we curate a wellness support team. So they might work with a personal trainer twice a week, a massage therapist once a week, a dietitian once a week, a foot specialist. Depending on what they need, we create this team of wellness professionals that tailor towards their needs. So they have the coaching aspect where we keep them accountable of their lifestyle, their habits. And then we have the service base where we're able to walk them through the various, service that they need. If it's stress reduction, if it's flexibility, if it's fitness, if it's nutrition, we have those services to, get them get on the next step.
So it's done on a virtual basis though, right? It's not one-on-one.
It's both. It's virtual and in person, right? So, well, of course, you can have a massage session virtual. So if you need a massage session, the coach will come to you and give you a massage as well. So it's both. It's virtual and in person, depending on what the client needs.
Okay, so where are you located?
So I'm located in Jersey City. I'm a stone throw away from Manhattan, but we're able to operate nationwide. Because I have a very, very strict vetting system. When a client comes up, before a coach comes on board, get up and get fit. Before a service provider come up, get up and get fit. I have this very strict vetting process that I put all our prospective service providers through. And once they pass, then they're able to work with our client okay. base.
So you've got other coaches and, yes, and trainers yeah. and things like that.
Yeah, it's a concierge, okay. umbrella.
All right. Well, interesting. So we're coming up on the end of another program here. Do you have any last minute tips you want to give to our listeners here?
So this is a saying that I like to follow on a regular basis. I learned this from Jim Rohn, which learned this from his mentor, Earl Schultz. For things to change, you have to change, right? So that means in order for you to get to a goal or get to the next level or achieve whatever phenomenal in the goal you would like to achieve, you have to change your behavior, your lifestyle, and your mindset. It all starts with you.
Very interesting. And how can people get a hold of you should they want to reach out to you?
Sure. So I will leave you with a free gift. Just go to free.getupandgetfit.com. You receive a couple of resources. You can also reach me via LinkedIn, Thomas Johnson, or go to the website, getupandgetfit.com. It's GETUPNGETFIT.com.
Great. And I will put all of this contact information into the transcript when we get this all up and running. So, well, awesome. That's all, folks. I hope that this session has given you some insight and ideas on engaging into your small business. If you have expressed interest in topics that you'd like us to cover during one of our sessions, simply go to the Charged Up Studio website at chargedupstudio.live and reach out via our contact page. We invite you to subscribe to Charged Up Studio through our YouTube channel, Google page, and our Facebook page. If you have, or any of the streaming platforms that you happen to be listening to us on, we also have a Facebook page where you can go and provide a review and make sure to refer our podcast to all of your friends and colleagues. Thank you once again for joining us today. And thank you, Thomas, for joining us today. We'll
thank
be back again next week with another exciting guest to help you get charged up for success. Talk to you then. Thank you, Thomas.
Cheers. Thank you.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.